Growing up along Route 66 wasn't all kicks, but it was the road that made me. Part 2. Growing up in Baxter Springs, Route 66 was ever-present, a reminder of the world beyond. As a kid, I worried a lot about nuclear war in Vietnam and the earth-moving machinery brought to the banks of Brush Creek to clear the ancient trees for a development. I recall standing in a pasture near my house one summer and hearing the town whistleblow unexpectedly, in some test or other, and fearing that it was the signal the Oblivion-tipped missiles were on their way. Eventually, I could no longer stand in one spot. My teenage run took me on a journey through Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and beyond. There's a book in that rebellious odyssey, if I'm ever brave enough to write it. When my parents split up, I feared part of the reason was the stress of my misadventure. As years passed, Route 66 became not a road of flight for me, but just another lonely highway. I've traveled it for research, conferences, and sometimes pleasure, but seldom to revisit the past. Meanwhile, the route has turned into a nostalgia machine, and now there is hardly a remnant left that hasn't been the focus of historic preservation and, in the words of grant writers, commercial revitalization. Well, good for the communities that benefit. But for those who grew up along Route 66, the experience may be difficult to commodify. The highway for me was what the Mississippi was for young Samuel Clemens, with the difference being that I failed to turn the experience into anything resembling art. Time continues to unfold and the possibility drifts ever farther. In 2023, I returned to Baxter with my wife, Kim. We stopped the Jeep at various locations I wanted to show her. Here was where my father had the failed service station. This is where my elementary school once stood. Down that road is where our house was, but it all looks so different now. It soon became apparent that I couldn't show her any of it, because the places live now only in my memory. One of my most recent research trips found me in Shamrock in the Texas Panhandle for a couple of days. Our motel happened to be across the street from one of the iconic landmarks along the route, the Tower Station in You Drop In. It's an Art Deco Conoco filling station built in 1936 and restored with plenty of neon. Of course, it inspired a cartoonish location in Pixar's Cars. The diner at the Tower Stations is one of the few places in the town of 1800 to get a decent cup of coffee or a snack after hours. The interior is like other places along the route, which is to say a lot of kitschy stuff and old records on the wall. The woman who poured the coffee said she had chosen the records herself and she was proud of what she had found, including the Johnny Cash 45. There were only a couple of other customers in the diner, sitting in a corner booth, and they were smiling. They were from Australia, and they'd planned the Route 66 trip for years, because, they said, it was the real America. As I stepped out of the diner and into the glow of the neon light, I thought about how far away from home they were. I thought about how far I had come from Baxter, and I looked it up in my phone. 372 miles and decades in the past. The Australian couple was right, because beneath the neon Route 66 is real America. It represented in dirt and concrete and asphalt the aspirations of generations, and when the last bit of it was decommissioned in 1984, the American dream changed with it. Dreams wouldn't be worth having if they didn't involve struggle. I remain anxious about nuclear oblivion and class differences and 100 other matters, but at least now I know where home is. I'm Max McCoy for High Plains Public Radio's Radio Readers Book Club. This has been a condensed version of one of my weekly columns for the Kansas Reflector.